This is Unsportsmanlike with Evan, Chris, and Michelle on ESPN Radio.
The champs are in the driver's seat. They lead this series now 3-2. The final score here tonight at Ball Arena, Denver 112, Minnesota 97.
We took time to really own why we were down 0-2, and then obviously we've won 3 games in a row, and we know that closeout game is always the hardest game in any series, and we just have to weather the storm and continue to play championship-level basketball.
It's nice to be able to say we've been in this position before, now that we're finally up, so looking to end it at their place, you know, when we get there.
Hamas and Rafah and potentially kill Palestinian civilians. Two Republicans hope to replace Democrats in the Senate.
Well, I'm not going to D.C. to just go up there and be part of the party.
Instead, West Virginia Governor Jim Justice says after his Republican primary win,
I'm going there to shake up the world.
He'll face Democrat Glenn Elliott, trying to replace retiring Senator Joe Manchin. In Maryland, former Governor Larry Hogan won the Republican primary, also hoping to flip a blue seat red and replace retiring Democratic Senator Ben Cardin. Hogan will face Angela Alsobrooks, who defeated Congressman David Trone, who spent $60 million but lost the Democratic Senate primary. Former President Trump easily won primaries in 3 states, so did President Biden, who apparently doesn't believe recent polls showing big Trump leads in several battleground states.
His top pollster says that he shouldn't. Jeffrey Pollack dismissed that New York Times Philly Inquirer poll that showed Donald Trump holds 23% support among black voters and trails Biden by only a couple points with Hispanics. However, Biden's pollster did admit that their own internal data consistently shows that the president needs to do better with black, Hispanic, and young voters.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House. It is an off day at former President Trump's criminal trial. Testimony resumes tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to gawon'twait.com.
More turbulence for Boeing, which is already dealing with safety investigations probing airplane manufacturing after recent Boeing incidents like a door plug blowout during a flight in January.
Prosecutors with the Department of Justice say Boeing didn't hold up its end of the deal reached to avoid criminal prosecution after 2 deadly crashes involving its 737 MAX aircraft, and charges could be forthcoming. The crashes involved new 737 MAX jets in 2018 in Indonesia and 2019 in Ethiopia, killing 346 people. Boeing's $2.5 million settlement with the DOJ kept the company from being prosecuted on a single charge of fraud for misleading federal regulators who approved the plane's use. The DOJ says Boeing did not make promised changes to detect and prevent violations of federal anti-fraud laws. Boeing maintains it has honored the terms of the agreement. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Later this hour, an inflation update. We'll find out how much consumer prices rose last month after a bigger-than-expected wholesale price increase in April. Wall Street's waiting on that, so stock futures are barely budging. In the NBA playoffs.
Whoa, Brunson! Are you kidding?
On TNT, Jalen Brunson bounced back from his worst game this postseason when he scored only 18 points in the Knicks' 32-point defeat in Game 4 Sunday in Indianapolis. Tuesday at Madison Square Garden, Brunson burned the Pacers for 44 points, his fifth 40-point game of these playoffs. The Knicks scored a 3-2 lead of the series with a 121-91 blowout win. After Nikola Jokic received the NBA MVP award for the third time in 4 seasons, the Denver Nuggets center went out and led his team to a 112-97 win over the Timberwolves in Denver. Jokic had 40 points on 15 of 22 shooting. Game 6 in Minnesota tomorrow. Denver up 3-2.
Fox's Jared Max. Caitlin Clark made her pro debut in the WNBA, scoring 20 points, but her team Indiana lost to Connecticut. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. It's graduation season, but for graduates of the Champaign County Drug Court, it's not about getting a diploma, it's about getting a new chance at life. The Champaign County Drug Program's been changing lives since the 90s. Champaign Circuit Court Judge Ben Dyers is guiding participants through the two-year program. Participants go through different classes and see counselors daily to get the help they need. Just 1 week after a slight rise in gas prices at Champaign gas stations, the price of gas back where it was 2 weeks ago. A survey from Gas Buddy shows that in the week between April 30th and May 6th, the price of gas rose in Champaign by an average of 3.2 cents. In the week since, the price fell by 3.2 cents. 73% of Illinois Medicaid customers will remain eligible for coverage, Governor told reporters in Chicago. He's committed to keeping people on Medicaid after COVID-19 pandemic protections. Over the past year, roughly 3.8 million Illinoisans went through Medicaid care redetermination for the first time since March of 2020. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Good morning. Okay, here we go. How you doing, Stevie?
Diane, I'm fine. Good to have you listening. I'm live from the Tempe, Phoenix, Arizona area, where it is 5:06. Lots to talk about this morning. ESPN 93.5 with our weather. Greg Solier, brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you that it's Stroke Awareness Month. And they have something to remember called Be Fast. Balance lost, eyes blurred, face drooping, arms weak, slurred speech, and terrible headache. If you experience those symptoms, call 911 or learn more at carl/stroke. Greg Solier, are you there?
I am here, and hope you guys are there. And I think we have to hit that aux line, by the way. I've got a bunch of conversation in my head here.
I'm so sorry. I think that's this one. And Stevie, are you good? Okay, go ahead, Greg.
Okay, all right, very good. We'll work on this. In any event, hey, Phoenix at 76 degrees. Good morning there, Mr. J, out there at Sky Harbor Airport. Nice, mild, warm morning, as you would expect in the desert southwest for a May 15th. And we still have one little piece of this Ohio Valley low making its way up across parts of Indiana, right along the Illinois-Indiana line. They've had some pretty healthy rains the past 24 hours and some ponding in some of the fields around the Indianapolis area. So heads up on that, where the really corridor of rain is falling this morning. And a couple of showers to about Danville up to Rensselaer on that I-65 corridor and Wabash River Valley area as well. 57 now, though, over at Willett in Savoy with a north wind and still this low overcast. Some areas of fog along the Illinois-Indiana line, 56 at Rantoul. Ought to be a better day's worth of weather today. Any shower activity is probably going to stay off to the east of us both this morning and this afternoon. Some patchy fog as well off to the east for the next few hours. North wind, drier air, and a partly sunny sky should get an afternoon reading up to about 73. We'll bottom out tonight at 53, so a little bit cooler tonight, but a nice day's worth of weather tomorrow, at least through mid-afternoon. And once again, not only these plain states weather systems coming our way, a little weaker system, lesser moisture to work with, but still there's some shower activity in the forecast mid to late afternoon, the high at 76. A couple of showers early tomorrow night with a low down to 62, and one of these early to mid-morning, late afternoon shower thunderstorm chances on Friday, dry hours and a high near 75. We get to about 2.5, maybe almost 3 days of dry weather over the weekend into maybe late Monday, and warm weather. That'll help on the fields and the backyard as well. Highs up near 80 Saturday and Sunday, 82 on Monday. Warm into Tuesday and Wednesday next week with low to mid-80s, but we're still chasing a couple of showers, thunderstorms around for early next week as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Okay, Stevie, I'm hoping you're there. Okay, so maybe I pressed the wrong button. Okay, Stevie, I pressed the wrong button. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We're here. Good morning. I'm live near Phoenix, Arizona. In fact, we're staying in Tempe, as a matter of fact. We're going to talk to former Special Agent in Charge, Chuck Marino. Here, coming up here in a moment. I love talking to the former Secret Service guys. Coming up in a moment, so much to share. So much has happened in the last 24 hours. It's been a real whirlwind after our son-in-law, Jacob Hurtubise, made the Cincinnati Reds roster and was activated and got to start in left field last night against the Arizona Diamondbacks. So we It's one of those once-in-a-lifetime moments you got to go. It's just one of those, you make a major league debut, you got to be there. And it was just unbelievable. It's just, the life of this major league thing is pretty good. So, we really got to go behind the curtains of how this works and what it means to be a major league baseball player on a major league team. It's pretty unbelievable. So I'll share a lot of these little stories and anecdotes. But what we did last night was so fun. This is so exciting, so electric.
Awesome. Chuck's ready to go.
Chuck Marino, how are you, sir?
Hey, good morning. Congratulations.
Well, it's just one of those moments in life where, my son-in-law, Jacob Herdebees, plays for the Cincinnati Reds, and he came from West Point, Chuck. He actually graduated West Point. And Donald Trump was asked by one of the service academies, they said, hey, Mr. President, if we can get a pro contract, why can't we play first and serve later? And he made that the law, and Jacob got a contract with the Cincinnati Reds, started in Class A, went to Double A, Triple A, and here we are in Tempe, Arizona, after the Reds beat the Arizona Diamondbacks last night. But get to ride on the bus with the players, it's so cool. I couldn't believe it.
it was really fun. Again.
I'm like a kid again. It's just, I think every little boy dreams of playing in the big leagues. Chuck, you've done a lot of great work for your country, former Secret Service agent in charge. Well, here we are in 2024. It appears the Democrats are trying to bring the let's fix the border, which is all political. The president can do stuff to fix the border today, Chuck. Give me a read on all this going on right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You're right. The president can take action. He can restore all those executive orders that he stood down his first 100 days in office that were working under the former Trump administration, that agents within CBP and ICE told him were working during the transition, and which he chose to ignore for political purposes. And look, I mean, there's no secrets here. Americans are sick and tired of being told by this administration that they're not seeing what they're seeing and experiencing what they're experiencing now in their hometowns, no matter where they are in the U.S., because the border crisis has made its way to them. And what the Senate is trying to do, a la Chuck Schumer, is bring this up because it's now the number one issue in the country. But it does not take a bill to solve what the president broke.
Chuck, it's like there are 15 holes in the boat and you're worried about the steering and the thing, the engine doesn't. This thing is, the reason this has fallen apart is there's not one area that he can stand by and say, I did a good job on this. And people go to the grocery store every day. If they buy any meat, it's a $150 bill. And I just don't think when the economy is like that and inflation is like that, and you got people spending, it's all about the wallet and it's all about the economy, and not to mention the border and the crime and all these things that are going south. It's not good. And I still don't think it'll be Joe Biden. The only chance the Democrats have is if he steps down and they get all fired up about somebody else.
Yeah, I think it's quite honestly even too late for Democrats on that side. But you're right. You've got all of these issues morphing together, like the economy and the border and immigration and crime and terrorism. Look, because of these border policies, our threat level is 10 times higher now than it was pre-9/11 in the United States. That's unacceptable. And Americans have been having to pay the price for his poor decisions on the border. They've had to pay the price with their lives in many cases, via fentanyl poisoning or criminal aliens being allowed into the country to commit more violent crimes. And also they're paying with their taxes financially billions and billions of dollars in recent reporting going to non-governmental organizations who have received over $2 billion and filled ripe with waste, fraud, and abuse.
Yeah, I don't know what you would tell if the White House called you and they said, help Joe Biden. What would you advise him at this point?
Enforce the law. The laws are on the books. His administration is unprecedented because border security and immigration enforcement, we may have had disagreements with how Democrats and Republicans did it in the past, but it was never a partisan issue where they completely walked away from it. They always recognized that these were two primary essential pillars of protecting our homeland. That's why these functions were absorbed under the Department of Homeland Security after the attacks of 9/11. So it really makes no sense. It undercuts the efforts of all these agencies that are out there trying to do the work to protect the American public. But look, Democrats want more voters in the country, don't they? And that's what this came down to, politics over national security.
Well, what is the point to allowing anarchy and lack of security and people feeling unsafe? Why is that a win for America? Why would that earn you votes? People, there are so many people that are afraid to walk the streets. You have to look around all the time. This is ridiculous, and it's going to be here for a while because so many people that are here that shouldn't be. I don't know the why behind destruction of America.
Yeah, you know, look, they've decided that that is an acceptable risk and cost for them, and they couldn't be more wrong. And I think they're going to find out how wrong they've been on this issue come the election. You know, I've got my new book just came out yesterday, Terrorists on the Border and in Our Country, and it covers just how susceptible we've become under this administration. The country's been infiltrated by criminals, by terrorists. We know this. We know the encounters on the terrorist watch list are going up. We know terrorists on that list have been let into the country.
Unbelievable. Chuck Marino wrote a book, former Secret Service special agent in charge, Terrorists on the Border. Is it available where, Chuck?
It's available on Amazon and in all major bookstores.
Well, that's exciting, and we're going to really believe what you say. You've been on the inside. You know how this thing works, so thanks for making me feel safer this morning, Chuck. Good golly.
Well, thank you, and congratulations again.
Thanks again, Chuck, for being on. Always a pleasure. Thanks for your service to your country.
Anytime. Thank you.
You bet. ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. We jump to morning sports to have that cover coming up. Brother Johnny and Ed Murphy, Ed Martin coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll do that. Check your morning sports. St. Louis Cardinals got a win on the coast again out here.
They sure
were in
did.
Los Angeles, the Anaheim Angels. Anaheim Angels, I think they beat last night.
Yep, 7-6 was the final, and let's get your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. Last night, the Cardinals jumped out to a 5-0 lead for Sonny Gray, only to have the Angels fight back to tie it up. And Alec Burleson hit a 2-run homer. That stood up as the Cardinals beat the Angels 7-6 to win their third straight game.
A huge hit early on for Pedro Pajes, who caught the game, and it was his first major league hit. He drove in 3 runs with it, and that gave the Cardinals an early lead. The Angels fought back, but the Cardinals were able to finish him off. Ryan Helsley picked up save number 13.
Jojo Romero was faced with a bases-loaded situation and one out, and Luis Guillorme missed on a suicide squeeze, only to have the runner breaking to the plate tagged out.
Second time during the homestand for the Angels that a squeeze play did not work and cost them, and that was a big play in the game. That came in the eighth.
The Cardinals go for the sweep tonight behind Lance Lynn. He's 1-1. Griffin Canning, a right-hander, is 1-4. On the air at 7:10 Central. Ricky has the lineups at 7:55. I'll have the first pitch around 7:08 Central time. The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
UC Brank is bringing us our forecast from Greg Solier.
Well, we get everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois Champaign event in vicinity. Last little spoke of energy rotating around this Ohio Valley low, generating a couple of showers along the Illinois-Indiana line and points eastward. That'll be the story for this morning and perhaps again this afternoon. Otherwise, partly sunny, good majority of the day, and area will be dry. Highs up to about 73 with a gusty north-northeasterly wind. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, patchy fog late down to 53, light northeast wind. Tomorrow, some patchy fog early on. Increasing clouds and a shower chance in the mid to late afternoon. Highs at 76. Couple of showers and thunderstorms early tomorrow night with a low down to 62. Variable cloudy skies for the day on Friday with, again, a couple of showers and thunderstorms both morning and afternoon, up to 75. Dry weather for the weekend. Highs near 80. Back into, again, a scattering of shower and thunderstorm activity between later Monday and Tuesday. Dry next Wednesday and a warm spell of weather ahead into the early to middle parts of next week. Daytime temperatures into the lower and middle 80s. Overnight readings will bottom out into the 60s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Wall Street will be reacting today to the latest inflation update, the Consumer Price Index for April, and also April's retail sales numbers. The meme stocks are rallying again this morning. Both GameStop and AMC shares are up about 10% on top of Tuesday's rallies. The rally was triggered by social media user Roaring Kitty, an account associated with trader Keith Gill, though Gill has been inactive for almost 2 years. Walmart could lose its title as America's biggest retailer by revenue to Amazon. The Wall Street Journal says last year Walmart sales were $648 billion. Amazon is up to $575 billion and is seeing 12% growth. It's taking on Walmart with faster shipping and a bigger product selection. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown starting May 20th at foxbusinesspodcasts.com, Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
BMW, Buick, GMC, Honda, and Subaru. Welcome to Sarah Champagne. We can handle all your car repairs on-site, including paintless dent repair, bumpers, windshields, everything in between. We have an amazing selection of new or pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Shop from home and buy online or reserve your vehicle before it hits our website or dealership. Sarah Champagne is home of the Sarah One Price Promise, delivering an honest and transparent buying experience. Hurry in or shop online at sarahchampagne.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Jesse with Lands Underground Solutions. When it comes to your septic system, trust the team at Lands Underground Solutions. Our septic specialists have been working in the septic industry, installing and repairing septics in Central Illinois for over 40 years. When it comes to your septic system, trust the team at Lands Underground for repairs, maintenance, or replacement of your septic. Lands Underground Solutions. Why call anyone else?
Dedicated Diesel and Dixie Chopper and drivers and stuff. You guys got any needs? You got anything to share?
Well, for drivers, right now there are a lot of trucking companies that are either shutting down or laying off drivers. Wow. We are not doing that. We have freight coming out our ears, and we have a couple of openings for regional and over-the-road van and flatbed drivers. They're home every weekend. We've got a family environment. You know, we think about family as well as the work. So we're looking for a couple of drivers to bring on for that.
Awesome.
So what is the location and website?
That is 1306 Triumph Drive in Urbana. It's right down from Farm and Fleet on 45.
Yep.
And you can call Andy at 217-328-0562 or check out Dedicated Diesel on Facebook.
ESPN 93.5, good morning. I'm Stevie J coming to you live from Tempe, Arizona this morning where it is 5:22 a.m. Sun's coming up out here. It's going to be 97 degrees in the greater Phoenix area. Oh, so you know what? I was all worried it's going to be 97 degrees watching a noontime baseball game today, and then we're going to come right home tonight. But it's inside.
Nice.
I didn't know they had air conditioning inside baseball in Arizona.
Yeah, I guess in Arizona.
Yeah, you better. So it was just such an exciting whirlwind over the last 48 hours when Jacob got the call that the Reds needed him in Phoenix for this series, and T.J. Friedl, their starting center fielder, had gone down with a broken thumb when a baseball hit him at the first pitch of the Giants game the other night. So he was called up and rushed out to Phoenix and got the pinch run two nights ago, got to start in left field last night. He got two at-bats before they put him in for a right-handed hitter against a left-handed pitcher in the fifth inning and hit the ball well both times. He made two outs, but boy, the first time was thought it might get down for a tweener, might have been a double or triple. but he had a good two good at bats. And just to see how it works behind the curtains of Big League Baseball is, there's a reason, Diane, they call it the show.
Yeah.
I mean, it is unbelievable. So we get on the Southwest Airlines nonstop flight from Indianapolis to Phoenix yesterday. As I'm leaving town, Christian had said, "Dad, there's just too much going on. I can't get out." And then he heard that Jacob was starting. So then I call him as I'm driving on 74, about to leave the University Avenue exit, past that exit. And I just turned in and went off the exit. And I said, "Christian, are you sure?" And he said, "All right, come pick me up." So he just jumped in the car with us. Rode to Indianapolis, pretty rainy drive over there. And then the plane was on time. The plane landed early in Phoenix. We had a friend pick us up, take us down to the ballpark. And there, the Cincinnati Reds are waiting to take our luggage. We got to go kind of through some special things so that, you know, you get in quicker and all these other things. The seats were unbelievable. I mean, we were right behind the dugout, row 30, I guess, right behind the Reds dugout. And just to see Jacob out there warming up, and guys are hugging him, and they've really been welcoming him to the big leagues, was pretty special and pretty awesome. And then to be with Lisa and Francois Hurtubise, his parents, it's just one of those life moments where you're going, man, I know the odds of getting a chance to play in big league baseball are between slim and none. It's very, very difficult. So he had that opportunity. We all enjoyed in it. We got to go down after the ball game. Reds won, by the way, and they've been really struggling. They won 6-2. We got to go on the field. Got to go down. Not take that back. We got to go down through the gate on the dirt part, but we still weren't allowed to touch the grass. It's just one of those things where they don't let you anywhere. But Jacob was out there, and he had a whole bunch of pictures with family, and we shared in that moment. Then we go in kind of the back door. Again, security's everywhere. But we have the designations, and they know we're with Jacob Hurtubise. And so they walk us kind of down the back and through the bowels of the, you know, Arizona Diamondback Stadium, Chase Field, they call it. And so here comes Jacob, and, you know, I said, "Is are the snacks good?" And he had a whole plate full of, you know, steak and salmon and just the nicest. And the guys are starting to file out of the locker room, and their wives are waiting for him. And, you know, it's just pretty cool. Then there's a bus ride. They have a family bus, and then they have the players' bus. And we were on the bus that had quite a few players on it as well. And then we got to come to the hotel where the players are staying, and we spent the night here. And it's, you know, incredible. Just to kind of get inside behind the scenes of everything, and all the people it takes kind of to manage stuff of this person's role and this person's role, and all to get a baseball play, you know, game on for all of us to enjoy. But just to kind of be behind the scenes and watch the guys get on the bus and the stuff that, you know, they're just guys, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just not, the routine is pretty much the same as AAA, Jacob said, where the schedule of the game and the routine and the buses and things like that. But now, after today's noontime game, they'll bus them right out to the airport, and they'll be on their Cincinnati Reds charter jet. And then they'll fly to Los Angeles. Grace is going to go to the airport with us. She's going to fly to Los Angeles, you know, commercial, mm-hmm. and catch up. But she, as a wife, is allowed to stay with Jacob, and there's no sharing rooms anymore. That was in the minor leagues. This is the major leagues. So you have a beautiful room and room service, and
nice.
it's just really the show. It really, really is. And there's very few people that ever get to experience that, and he's gotten to do that. I think now, after the, you know, excitement of all this, I think he kind of wants to figure out how he can stay.
Right.
So, you know, it's going to be about playing time and opportunities, and, you know, if he can get some hits and do a good job out in the outfield. He caught a nice ball last night. But anyway, it's exciting, and we're going to go to the 12:40 start. It's 2:40 Central, 12:40 out here in Arizona. And then we're going to the airport and coming home. I'll be home back in the morning in the studio.
Okay.
So it's been, I don't even know the time, but I know Johnny and Ned are coming up. What are we, 5:27 or something?
It's 7:29, 48, okay. 49, 50.
Okay, we'll break and come back. It's Brother Johnny and Ed Martin, and we got lots to talk about this morning. Yes. I'm live from Tempe, Arizona, ESPN 93.5.
summertime is just around the corner. Sign up now for summer camps at the Urbana Park District. We have camps for all interests. Sign up for sports camp ages 6 through 12, preschool arts camp ages 3 through 5, and Camp Fresh, teens ages 12 through 15. Sign up now for a special discount. Register online at urbanaparks.org/register or call 217-365-1544. Urbana Park District, you belong here.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump has said he'll debate anytime, anywhere. President Biden says let's do it. Once next month, once in September, before any early voting starts.
Donald Trump lost two debates to me in 2020. And since then, he hadn't shown up for debate. Now he's acting like he wants to debate me again. Well, make my day, pal.
The president there in a video released this morning. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announces a $2 billion deal to have more weapons built and sent to Ukraine. Most of the money coming from the aid approved by Congress last month.
With Russian troops advancing in the Kharkiv border region, Ukrainian troops are pulled back under heavy fire. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who's in Ukraine, praising the country's resilience today. The first batch of weapons being sent under the $60 billion aid package is only just starting to reach the front lines.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Consumer prices 3/10 of a point higher last month. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Centennial High School seniors headed to college in the fall, and one Ivy League bound, Lindsay Aikman, has made the college application process easier on her students, and all of them have been accepted into college for the fall semester. Aikman says that STEM has played a major role in students choosing what they want to study. Memorial Health Physician Extender of the Year Award for this year given to Jenna Hoffman, certified nurse practitioner. Hoffman is a Champaign County native and graduated high school from Triad and was heavily involved in 4-H, showing dairy cattle. From Triad, Hoffman went on to get an associate degree from Clark State, her bachelor's degree from Urbana University, and her master's eventually from the University of Cincinnati. A week after a slight rise in gas prices at Champaign gas stations, the price of gas back where it was 2 weeks ago. A survey from Gas Buddy shows in the week between April 30th and May 6th, the price of gas rose in Champaign by an average of 3.2 cents. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois Champaign event and vicinity. Last little spoke of energy rotating around this Ohio Valley low, generating a couple of showers along the Illinois-Indiana line and points eastward. That'll be the story for this morning and perhaps again this afternoon. Otherwise, partly sunny, good majority of the day, and area will be dry. Highs up to about 73 with a gusty north-northeasterly wind. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, patchy fog late, down to 53, light northeast wind. Tomorrow, some patchy fog early on. Increasing clouds and a shower chance in the mid to late afternoon. Highs at 76. Couple of showers and thunderstorms early tomorrow night with a low down to 62. Variably cloudy skies for the day and Friday with, again, a couple of showers and thunderstorms both morning and afternoon up to 75. Dry weather for the weekend. Highs near 80. Back into, again, a scattering of shower and thunderstorm activity between later Monday and Tuesday. Dry next Wednesday and a warm spell of weather ahead into the early to middle parts of next week. Daytime temperatures into the lower and middle 80s. Overnight readings will bottom out into the 60s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Bring on spring. Get the light and delicious Greek pizza. Topped with premium mozzarella, feta, new sliced Kalamata olives, diced tomatoes, mild peppers, and red onions. It's the best Detroit-style pizza around with a crispy, crunchy, cheesy crust to the edge. Hurry in and enjoy a large Greek Detroit-style pizza for $16.99. Code word Greek. Jets. Better because it has to be.
At Pards in Urbana, the boots just keep on coming. They're known for their huge collection of men's cowboy boots, women's cowgirl boots, kids' boots, and even shoes. If you're searching for top footwear brands, look no further than Pards. They carry a wide variety, including Ariat, Dan Post, Smoky Mountain, Roper, Double H, and more. And if socks or accessories are what you need, they've got all your high-quality essentials. Since 1968, Pards has been serving their customers with high-quality merchandise. And if you haven't been to Pards in a while, a lot has changed. Go check them out just off University Avenue in Urbana.
When your pipes are in a pinch and your drains are feeling strained, who do you call? The Plumbing Pros, of course. At Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, they're your reliable partners in all things plumbing. From leaky faucets to clogged drains, they can get any problem you have cleaned up and taken care of. Their licensed plumbers are on call 24/7, ready to swoop in and save the day whenever a plumbing emergency strikes. Don't let a plumbing problem ruin your day. Call at 217-841-4728 or visit them online at dogtownheatingandair.com. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home. Best friend.
So, I don't know where your button is, so I'm just going to hit one. Oh, yeah. Smoking in the boys' room. Always a good choice. And Stevie, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Diane. It's Brother Johnny.
Okay.
I can too.
I'm glad Eddie and Johnny have checked in. Now I press the button. Stevie should be there.
There's a lot of buttons we push in our business, Johnny and Ed. Good morning. I'm Stevie J. We're live outside of Phoenix, actually Tempe, Arizona, where we were enjoying the Cincinnati Reds' victory over the Arizona Diamondbacks. And what a whirlwind it's been for us, Ed, where my son-in-law Jacob Hurtubise got called up to the major leagues. And it's been just a whirlwind, but it's also been so enlightening, and just to see the process of what it means to be a Major League Baseball player. I mean, it's there's a reason, you guys, they call it the show. I mean, it is the best of the best in everything that they do. But it's been a lot of fun. Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum, Legal Defense Fund. Brother Johnny's down, I think, Bible study in New Orleans, Johnny? That's a boy. We all need that more. We need more in that life. All right, let's begin with Ed Martin. Good morning, Ed. I want to ask you about the general sense of things and what's going on. Chuck Schumer's trying to revive the border war kind of issue, the border package, to say that it's the Republicans' fault. Ed, there's so much wrong going on. Can the Democrats recover from all this stuff?
Well, right now, what you're seeing is a panic setting in on the Democrat side, because if you know politics and campaigns, you're starting to get close enough to an election where you're seeing the way it's going. I mean, last night in West Virginia, a guy named Jim Justice, he's the current governor, he won the primary there, so he'll replace Manchin. So now the Senate is already that close to flipping. Last night in Maryland, Larry Hogan, who was a very popular Republican governor, kind of moderate, kind of anti-Trumper, he won his primary, and he's going to face off. And suddenly Maryland is competitive for a U.S. Senate. So the U.S. Senate is slipping away from Chuck Schumer, and everybody feels it. The problem for America is the world's not the same as it was in every other election. There's a lot of things that are different, whether it's the election integrity questions or just how fast things move. So I don't feel great about it, but that's what's happening. I mean, you're seeing more and more real panic. You know, James Carville had a couple of beers down there in Louisiana and ranted and raved about how, you know, his party is out of touch, and you're hearing, again, more and more of that. By the way, Hunter Biden goes on trial. Yesterday, there was a judge said, yeah, we're not going to delay it. In June, Hunter Biden's going to go on trial. And we're going to see something that I forgot to talk about. Donald Trump, for all his trials and tribulations, is so damn strong, because normal people can't go through a trial. I've been through trials. I've been through, you know, heavy duty as a defendant. And it's exhausting. It's impossible. And now watch Hunter Biden and his dad when he goes on trial for this gun charge. It's going to be a terrible burden. So it's coming apart at the seams, but I wish the election was tomorrow.
Yeah, listen, too, Eddie. We have to point out, and everybody needs to remember, the border is open because the first couple of days, Joe Biden said, we're opening the border. He could say, we're closing the border this afternoon. There's nothing about a bill, has to be passed. He can close the border like Trump had it closed today. And that's another show, you see. There's a lot of shows going on, Steve. And I agree with Ed. They're falling apart, which helps the voter integrity, because the it's an institution, and it's not without risk. And if people who are helping deliver votes, just let's say, think that the Democrats might lose, they're in serious trouble. So there's going to be less volunteers for that on this next go-around if this collapse continues, because they don't know which way is up right now.
So what are the options for the Democrats, Ed? I still think if Joe Biden read the teleprompter and said, I want to spend more time with my family, I've served my nation, I'm stepping down, just like Lyndon Johnson did in 1968 when he saw the writing on the wall. If he did that, I mean, there's always time. If you have the convention coming up, you can put somebody else in there. I don't see a way the Democrats can get any genuine enthusiasm for this election if they don't do that.
Well, I know you're right, but I mean, I think you put in all common sense and kind of assessments of a guy who knows communications, knows people, knows how people move in sales and politics. But the problem is, in the American electoral system at this point, the game is rigged at the highest level by the powers that be when it comes to picking the president. Again, they can write books on how Trump shattered that system. He did it because it was 100% name ID. He was a TV star. He was a funny former Democrat, all this stuff. But Joe Biden has cornered the market the way the market was built. He's got $1 billion. Joe Biden's got $1 billion for his campaign. And in a normal setting, you'd say, I got all the money. I got the office. I got the power. I'm going to run this thing out. Watch me do it. And, you know, the last guy that they were stuck with that had such abysmal performance was a guy named Jimmy Carter. And he lost, amazingly. But he wasn't uncompetitive until he lost, if you get my point. And when you have $1 billion or $2 or $3 billion, you're gonna keep fighting and slogging away. And no one can go in that Oval Office like they did to Johnson or like they did to Nixon and say, hey, boss, it's over. Because he's going to say, you told me it was over in 88 when I was a plagiarist. You told me it was over in 2008 when I called Barack Obama one of those clean black guys. And I keep winning. Don't, get out of my office, traitor. You know, Kai Su Technon et tu Brute. So I think they're stuck with him. And I think, wait till the rioting in Chicago. The mayor there says he's not going to stop the wildness. He's a liberal. So where is he rioting? We're going to see a losing candidate. And Trump just needs to keep his head down and be careful.
Well, and I think that the money's starting to be less of a factor, Eddie, because we know the candidates so well. People think it's more than we'd ever want to know any two candidates already. But I just don't. You got to the other side of that, Stevie. The people who are going forward with Joe Biden are the same ones who've opened the border, who scratched the energy program, who have transgender kindergarten story hours, who think you can steal it from a store and it's okay if you really need it. They're making the decision for Joe to run. It's about what you'd expect the call for them to make. Just like Eddie said, we'll be all right. But I don't think they're all right with that guy. And so we'll see. We'll see how they manage it. But Joe's not the general consensus choice to be the president of the United States. No offense.
Well, it's Brother Johnny Ed Martin. I'm Stevie J, live in Tempe, Arizona, with the Cincinnati Reds for a few more hours, and we'll fly home. I'll be back in the studio tomorrow. But they're on our Tapman's Towing phone line this morning, ESPN 93.5. So, Ed, please tell me and help me understand why it was the first time in the history of the United States that a sitting vice president decided to say, kick the effing door down, which really didn't even make any sense in the context he was talking about. Kamala Harris has figured out how to be less popular than the president, President Joe Biden. But why would you use the F word in a public setting to win votes? How does that work?
Well, listen, I told you guys, and I'm going to go back to it. She has an alcohol or drug abuse problem. I guarantee you someday we'll find out about it. That I know you guys will find it hard to believe, but with my Irish ancestors looking on, blearily this early, I've had a few pops when I was a candidate. And you say stupid stuff when you're a candidate and you have a few pops. And that's what she did. So she's a race to the bottom. Look, the culture is coarse. I remember the late fellow Schlafly, someone came up to her and said, Donald Trump, how can you be for Donald Trump? Have you heard him? He's so coarse. And she had a big smile and she said, it's kind of a coarse culture. And meaning, I wish we were more genteel, all of us. I wish we were more kind and polite. But she thinks that plays in Poughkeepsie. And it probably plays on TikTok. So, and again, who's going to tell her? She's the ultimate DEI-er. She's a black woman who is on all the issues, screeching liberal, and who's going to tell her? If you tell her you're wrong, you're using F-words, they're going to say, you're a racial, profilist because black people use the word more than others. They'll say, I don't even know if they do. I think the Irish use it the most. Yeah, she's a disaster, but again, no one's going to confront her. They're stuck with her, too.
No, she's not, I don't know, functional, but she also laughs after that like she usually does when she says something dumb, and she'll laugh.
Yeah.
It's pretty much predictable, and it's a shame. I don't know what to think of her. I don't think the people who are working with the president want her to be president. I don't know how they'd be able to even work with her. So she would be going off whichever direction she wanted to go. So, like I said, she's unified. 98% of us don't want her to be president.
Yeah. Well, by the way, I renew my nomination of Dr. Ben Carson for vice president as just a contrast. You look up and say, because you know what you can't, you know where you can't have affirmative action or DEI is if you're going to stand with your hands in the brain of an 8-month-old kid and do 22-hour neurosurgery. It's like being in the major leagues. You can make it to the Little League team because they want diversity, but you can't make it to the show unless you can hit the damn ball or throw the damn ball. And Ben Carson on a stage next to Kamala Harris, America goes, one party's lying and faking it, and the other party's trying. Let's see what we'll take. And by the way, the numbers come out in a few hours. Inflation's going to be up again. And you can talk all you want about Donald Trump's affairs. Nobody gives around the kitchen table. Nobody cares who had an affair. They care that the friggin' bread is twice as much as it was 2.5 years ago. Get inflation down, whoever's in charge, or I'm not going to vote for anything else.
Well, and I still think one of my favorite lines was when Carson said, I was the first man to remove half of a brain during surgery, but if you go to Washington, you would think somebody beat me to it.
I would be all for Ben Carson. There's no question about it. But who do you think else is in there? The governor of North Dakota, Burgum, is he up there? Is Tim Scott in the picture? Who do you think is actually in the final three?
Well, I don't really. I mean, you see him up there. Vivek Ramaswamy is running around making arguments, and I think people are impressed with his brain, his attitude. As you point out, Governor Burgum has been up there fighting away. As I tell people, there's only about 15 or 20 people that are eligible in the sense that you have to have gone through the ringer at the highest level. I went to lunch the other day with somebody who worked for Devin Nunes back when he was the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, and he said, the level of scrutiny that Devin Nunes went through because he was defending Trump and calling the Russia hoax was a hoax, he said it was unbelievable. We've never seen anything like it. That's what you have to have gone through. So these governors and senators, maybe, but I don't know. I don't think that you're going to see Donald Trump pick somebody that is conventional, meaning like some senator. I just don't, Senator Rubio or Senator Vance or Senator Scott. I don't think he will do that, but I don't even know. With Trump, it's impossible to guess. Up at the trial in New York, every day now, there's 5 or 6 or 7 Republican prominent elected officials. Speaker Johnson was there, Governor Burgum, Congressman Donalds from Florida. They all come now to stand and support the president. But I don't think I really can guess, to be honest.
No, I agree. We'll see what comes up. But I think in the case of Trump, it's just Trump. I don't know how much a vice president really counts the race. So.
It's Ed Martin, Brother Johnny. Hey, Ed, do you think that this is really the Democrats' last chance to convict in New York? Will they get any other opportunity, or are things just going to drag through the summer and get to be too late? Is this the only conviction Donald Trump has a chance to get this year?
Yes. I mean, at this point, all the other trials are falling by the wayside, both in terms of, people think, I mean this in the right way, the balanced way, people think that the law and trials are all sort of sometimes like sanitized and antiseptic, they fall into the rhythm of life. And there's a rhythm where nobody wants to touch how insane this is right now until at least after the election. So even the judges and prosecutors and all. So there won't be any more trials. And as to New York, I mean, if you listen closely, it's impossible to see that he could be convicted of this. But I've sat in jury trials in D.C. where I thought to myself, you can't convict this guy sitting there for walking through the Capitol, and they do, right? So, you know, the jury in New York City is going to be what it is, and so I wouldn't bet either way on that. But it's the last trial, and then once it's over, Donald Trump is actually going to have to find a different way to get constant news. I don't know if you've been watching Fox News and CNN. He gets two or three national hits a day that he controls completely and talks about inflation and whatever. It's unbelievably good press that he masters. When the trial's over, he's going to have to do something else.
That's called earned media, Steve. You don't pay anything for it. It's all free.
Yeah.
But Eddie, I will say, I keep hearing, well, if he is convicted, they just can't get an appeal by the election. Well, I disagree with that. This would be one of those moves to expedite because we need to have it settled. And I can't imagine they could review this in a month or two if it became the fate of the nation. So I don't think it's going to get stuck in an appeals process either.
Well, gentlemen, I'll let you go. It's Ed Martin. How can people find you, sir?
You know, the best place right now, ProAmericaReport.com. I've been sending out my daily emails through there. So ProAmericaReport.com. And, of course, PhyllisSchlafly.com is our website. I'll tease you with this, guys. I'll have some news. I didn't know if I could talk about it today. I couldn't. I'll have some news next week about something, a part of the process I'm going to play at the Republican convention in Milwaukee in about 54 days. So I'll reveal that next Wednesday. People got to come back. Just because Stevie J's got a son-in-law in the show, I'm going to Milwaukee. I'm not going to
take their
head.
All right.
I'll be there.
Hey. Actually, back to the show. That's at 12:30 today. The Reds play the Diamondbacks again.
Jacob
Delvis, is he going to play or do you?
He's not in the starting lineup today, so we hope he'll get a chance in some other way. He pinch ran the first night and then started last night. Maybe he'll get a pinch hit tonight, this afternoon. But it's you don't know what the card says every day. But it was pretty cool to see him trot out the left field for the first time. That's pretty neat.
Pretty fun stuff, man.
Thanks, boys. Thank you. Hey, thank you, Ed. Thank you, Johnny. Keep praying for us. And thank you, guys. Appreciate you both. Thank you. ESPN 93.5 on the Tappan's Towing phone line. We'll be back. We'll check Greg's weather. We also got Mr. Suderman from Good Vibes popping on the radio with us. It's a beautiful morning in Tempe, Arizona. ESPN 93.5. They're expecting a high today here of 97. We'll be right back.
House. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Tappan's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tappanstowing.com.
This is XYZ Insurance. How can I help?
I have a question about my home policy.
Okay, question about phone policy.
Home policy.
Okay, gnome policy.
H-O-M-E, home.
Technology is great, but sometimes it's better to talk with a real person. With Erie Insurance, you have a caring, independent agent who's with you from beginning to end.
We don't have any HOMEs on record.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Ellers Insurance. Go to erieinsurance.com for company licensure and product details.
All right, ESPN 93.5. Do we want to do our weather with Greg? Do we want to get Mr. Sollier on?
Or...
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and vicinity. Some patchy fog and a couple of showers along the Illinois-Indiana line in particular. They may redevelop there later on this afternoon, but a good part of the day and area, especially I-57 corridor on westward, will be partly sunny and dry with high temperature up near 73. Bit of a gusty north-northeasterly wind in open areas. Tonight, a few clouds, some patchy fog late. Lighter northeast wind sets in, a low down to 53. Tomorrow, some patchy fog early on, increasing clouds. Next weather system back in with a shower chance in the mid to late afternoon. afternoon. Highs up to about 76. Couple of showers tomorrow night, low down to 62. And a couple of more scattered showers both morning and afternoon. Maybe a thunderstorm on Friday. Highs up to 75. But warm, dry weather ahead for the weekend with high temperatures either side of the 80-degree mark. Back into a shower thunderstorm chance late Monday into Tuesday. High temperatures there into the low and mid-80s. Humidity will climb a bit. Then still warm, but drier weather. Low humidity next Wednesday and Thursday. Daytime temperatures close to 80. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solge.
Is it our friend Steve Suderman? You there?
I'm here, brother.
Nice to have Mr. Suderman on from Good Vibes. We've had a whirlwind couple of days with Jacob Hurtubise, my son-in-law, married Grace in the big leagues now, at least for now. It's awesome. So it's really been
fun. Arizona, where the flora and the fauna will sting you, stick you, bite you, or poison. But boy, the sun never quits shining there. It's
really something. It's right now, whatever time it is, 5:54 or whatever it is. I'm 2 hours behind you. Beautiful sun. It's going to be 97 in the desert. Pretty cool. All right, Mr. Suderman, all the fun stuff with electronics, big screen television, the 8-foot TV. What you talking about today here, friend?
Well, no pay or may is letting people get maybe that OLED TV instead of the more ordinary set. Maybe your tax refund's taking a little while, or your money's just mounting up in the stock market. You can leave it there and take advantage of 0%. An 85-inch Sony TV for $91 a month, that's pretty sweet. And now that 0% will also be useful as the Memorial Day specials start coming out. And that will include the 23 series closeout TVs from all the companies and the 24 model rollouts. This is model change time, so you can look at the new, look at the old. Obviously, there's hundreds of dollars of difference to buying the last year's stuff. But Sonos, Denon, Klipsch all have big-time offers this month. Some of them are end-loaded towards Memorial Day itself. Outdoor audio and video deals are abundant. Memorial Day is a big retail deal on the Eastern Seaboard. Here in the Midwest, I think it's more about the family cookouts and remembering the fallen. But we'll take advantage of those offers that Sony and Samsung have available for the people in New York and Virginia, because they go pretty crazy for Memorial Day for sale. So we'll be joining the fray.
Well, and people can come in, actually look around, ask questions way better than the big box stores, because you guys know how to install. You're local. It's supporting local, and it's the same darn price. It's, in fact, they might even save money with Good Vibes, and you're gonna have the guys who know how to hide the wires and really get an installation and actually be there if you have an issue after. That's the whole value in buying from Good Vibes. Well, if I come out to the store, can I get a good look at some of your big screens?
Oh, we've got them hooked up to play, and of course we've got guys like Jason and Lindy that do come to the house and make all the stuff look good, perform right, and we make house calls, so that's a big deal.
Well, it's awesome, and you guys have been at it over 50 years, and Steve Suderman hasn't missed a day of work since. Unbelievable.
Right, what's a vacation? You can run your radio remote control. That's pretty cool. That's like work from home, work from Arizona. It doesn't work for retail.
No, it's fun. It's fun. I'm hearing some music, but it is hard to know what you got up there, Diane. Hold on. Radar Love?
Yeah, baby.
Radar Love? Come on,
man.
One
of us can hear it.
Steve Suderman, how can people connect with you?
No more speed. I'm almost there. I remember that line.
Yeah.
2010 Round Barn Road. Gvibes.com on the web. You can call us at 351-0909.
Thank you, partner. Appreciate it. Steve Suderman, live from Good Vibes. I'm live from Tempe, Arizona. We're going to get the news going. We'll be back with our 8 o'clock hour. Let me see if I can find Jacob's dad to see if he's awake and see if he'll talk with us on the radio about his son making the big leagues.
Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Bring on spring. Get the light and delicious Greek pizza topped with premium mozzarella, feta, new sliced Kalamata olives, diced tomatoes, mild peppers, and red onions. It's the best Detroit-style pizza around with a crispy, crunchy, cheesy crust to the edge. Hurry in and enjoy a large Greek Detroit-style pizza for $16.99. Code word Greek. Jets. Better because it has to be.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Stevie J here. With Nate Evans of eXp Realty, you'll always get a stress-free sale for the most money.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to the NateEvansGroup.com.
WSJK, Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana. It's a great day ahead, and thanks for listening. We're your home for the St. Louis